This one time on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, oh, we showed up and did stuff.
I don't remember how to intro the show. This is Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 339 for September 6th, 2015. We specialize in meat. See, I still know what I'm doing. Welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings to you the latest and greatest and odd and crazy news from all over the planet, except on slow news days, like a Sunday, where everybody's just like, I don't know, I went to church. I don't know, that guy did a thing. I'm joined and by sperm. The one and only, the incredible, the amazing, the fantastic, the other adjectives that are popular, like...
Wild and wonderful. I'm a state.
Wild and wonderful. And that is the Smash who has joined me. We're so, man, like, let me tell you something. It's good. I mean, we have been consistent at putting out some content. Like, I mean, super consistent. Like, weekly,
we consistently all the time. Haven't done it.
So, the thing is, we have found a workaround. And I think that we're...
it's not to be confused with the reach around, folks. Let's get real.
Let's be careful. Looking,
there are children like literally across the room.
Look here now. We're here to do a show. We're here to bring you some news for you to laugh at. And the sad truth about it is, me and Ashley spent the last 30 minutes trying to find some news to laugh at.
Like, what?
And dag nabbit, if there's nothing in the world that has happened that is funny. And I sit there and I think, like, there were days where I would drive home. From,
laughing?
I would drive home from work, and I'm like, man, it'd be good to talk about that on the show. Man, it'd be good to talk about that thing that just happened on the show. And all of those things are now old news. What?
My chair won't wiggle.
That's because it's missing a wheel.
It won't. It's like,
there's no.
I want to go that way, and I'm like humping the desk, and nothing's happening. And normally when I do help. That motion, something good happens.
Usually you achieve what you're after.
Normally, I get a high five, like, good job, honey.
You do not get a high five. Excellent work. Good game out there. You did
good
well.
Hip wigglage.
You did well.
You did the thing.
Vash has brought to us the fact that the Google letters changed.
That is, I don't like the new things.
I like the new font. You don't like the new Google font?
I didn't even realize that it was different, but then I look at it and it looks like I'm in like preschool.
It is a Sesame Street logo. It's very, that's actually really what I thought of when I looked at
kitty thing.
Looking at it within the context of this is a funny show, I'm like, that is absurd.
I'm looking at it from like 2 feet away, and it looks like you're on a kid's website that's really like austere.
Google, good brought word. To you by the letter G as part of Alphabet. The new Google company.
So the thing about that is, I guess they're trying to rebrand their entire dealio.
And, we don't own everything. We don't.
Guys, we got a lot of projects in place. What should we do to make it seem like we're not a giant empire of evil son of a guns?
Oh, I got
make
an idea.
We take childish. The one thing.
We take the one thing that we call most our things, and we sell that to ourselves. Under a new name, but we don't change...
And register it in Denmark.
But we don't change the stocks, so no one gets confused. Excellent. So basically a transition to a new model that no one cares about. Well done, Google. You're still Google. I don't care what you say.
I'm really waiting for Google to be on it. Why is there a lemon wedge on the side of this thing? It's like a kiwi or a lemon, and it's got some cogs. Can I click it?
Yeah, click whatever lemon.
Oh, it's a kiwi. Kiwi IRC.
Oh, you're on the web thing.
Yeah, I'm on the chat because Alley Cat's in there and Geb's in there and Vash is in there and I haven't seen Vash in like ever.
I know.
Am I like staying in the
hey,
zone
by the
of
way,
the microphone?
You're in the zone. You're always in the zone. The auto zone.
Burner to burner.
I normally get a high five for that one too.
I feel like your shenanigans are like a sports game, you know, and you're at the end and the entire team rushes the field and like smacks you on the butt going, well done. You did a great job. Maybe you'll get drafted to the pros.
Look, I mean,
keep this up and you get ice cream later.
So That's it. To get Ashley to do things, you compliment her furiously, reward her, and things will continue to be done.
So as long as you get complimented, what if you suck? Like, what if it's no good?
Well, then why would they keep asking me to do it? I say but they. Maybe they like, there's more than
multiple,
one.
There's multiple people trying to get you.
I mean,
you
I was one of the Ashley Madison bots.
You could have made good money being an Ashley Madison
hey,
bot.
Hey, what's up, Duggar number 36?
Hey, listen. Duggar 36. Well hidden name, buddy. No, you could have been the one that's like, okay, we just need men to keep coming to the site. Could you just get on there and like passively flirt with them with no intention of ever saying hello? And you'd be like, okay.
That's essentially
sure.
what I did for like a decade on Yahoo.
Just talk to dudes and make them feel like they were important.
Yeah. That's why I had lots of guy friends when I was younger. It wasn't because I have boobs. It was just, oh, this girl really gets me. And I'm like, oh, you're so great. I'm glad you did the thing. Yay. I'm going to go play Mortal Kombat
now. You
did
the thing. I'm so proud of you.
With somebody I'm actually sleeping with.
Instead of the dude on the internet.
I was a bad person.
You could get paid good money to be that person that just makes dudes feel nice on it. Like, you could, if you're willing to
Steven,
exploit...
Steven, I feel like the dude's...
If you really want to just lose all personal like dignity and just exploit yourself on the internet...
I don't
like,
mind either one of those things.
You could do that. That's why I was talking to you about the video game streaming thing. Like, if you're willing to just let go of some dignity... You don't even have to let go of dignity. You can just be a chick in a Horde t-shirt playing WoW
oh,
all day.
That. I have that. See
you do, yeah, for the Horde. So you could be the Horde chick...
I got this for my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
My birthday was... What day is today?
The 5th?
My birthday was these many days ago. That's right.
September 2nd? Yes.
Yes.
No, it's the 6th. I don't even know what day it is.
My birthday was on the 2nd, so subtract that from whatever days it is now.
Ashley and numbers. You could play WoW, and you could sit there and jibber-jabber about it, and people would tune in, and they would give you money. They would yell things like, you know, take your shirt off, but you just
yeah,
ignore
but doesn't there
those
have to
people.
Be, like, a camera on my head, which I'm not opposed to, because
let's just
it.
See, like, let's engage the narcissism just a little bit. No, you could totally do that. It would be absolutely fine, and I think you would be a great success. I think you would make bazillions of dollars. And you could take any one of these fine people in the chat room, and you could say,
we
hey,
could play games
do
together.
You want to game with me? And then they could have some witty banter, and you could
why
game together.
Why are we not playing games together?
You only have to know a little bit about what you're doing, or be so dumb at it that all the dudes in the chat room would be like, if you would really, you know, throw out your this card instead of that card when you're playing Hearthstone, you'd win more. And then they would feel all super awesome, because you'd be like, oh, that's such a great idea. I had no idea how to play this game.
I'm good
and
at
now
that.
Now you've helped me.
I'm good at the whole it's not so there's you can't fake being stupid because if you're fake stupid smart geeky guys will be like eh,
yeah they
we're
kind of lose interest
here.
Quickly
but
then,
if
yeah.
you're like oh your penis so big you'll do all the good things so good how are you so good and suddenly I'm an Asian
yeah because you're just thinking back that video you're so big.
Or I should be. Yeah, Scott's like, you could stop being a douche and Ash could just be herself.
That's actually really true. You don't have to do any of those things.
Because
I, you know, it's like, you go look at any girl who talks about games on YouTube.
Because it's like this.
Yeah, it's basically, this is basically breast.
I just did that.
I'm glad you are wearing a t-shirt, because yeah, anything less than that, myself. I would have turned the camera off. Ashley loses camera privileges.
Sorry.
But no, you go look, and it's all, the thumbnails are all boobs.
Boobs or butts.
Boobs and butts. Thumbnails are all boobs and butts. And the content is just, is questionable.
I'm so glad you could be here for that. Egads.
Anyway,
Steven's like, please, Jesus, we stop. I need, is it hot? I need the fan on.
But you can turn the fan on if you want. No, we're good. Video audio listeners, you just miss out. That's all I have to say.
There was boob jiggling.
But you could do that. But with you, you could just be you, and everybody would be all cool with it. Be totally fine.
I can't. So
hashtag
boobs
and butts. I like it. H&H boobs and butts.
So there's, I started playing Hearthstone, and that's fun.
Is it Hearth or Hearth?
Why say hearth? Like our hearth home?
Hearth.
Do you use a hearth?
Yeah,
you
but
hearth
I think
home?
People say hearth. Like, how do you pronounce chat room? What's the words? Hearth? Hearth?
Is it hearth like Garth?
It's like the front of your fireplace. Is that a hearth or a hearth?
You could say it either way. It's like,
can you?
Tomato, tomato, basil, basil.
I don't think basil. I think it's basil. I think if you call it basil, you're a dummy. It sounds like hearth. Okay, so hearthstone.
Basil is perfectly acceptable.
Basil is only acceptable if you're repeating lines from Austin Powers. Everybody says hearth. Okay, so I need to learn how to speak. Hearth? So it's Hearthstone is the name of the game.
I can't even.
Stephanie beat me twice last night. We played three games, and she beat me out of both, and I've been playing forever. And I'm like, you just started. You can't win. This is a joke.
Stephanie is a... She crushed me. I just started doing Heart this. Brooks. Let me hit the A button 16 times.
You can't hit the A button in Hearthstone. You have to strategically place cards in order to make it work.
I don't want a Hearthstone. I want to hearth. I hearth home. I hearthstone. It's not like I'm sitting there like,
when I die, they drive me around in a hearth.
Low tide.
Low tide.
Bama. Low tide.
I read a fantastic article about all Alabama fans are dummies.
Hey.
It was like anybody who has any association with the state of Alabama but doesn't actually do anything there or do anything of importance is an Alabama fan. And all the educated people are Auburn fans. It was a compelling
argument.
I bet
that made you feel good.
It made me feel awesome. I mean, you know, I didn't go to Auburn or anything, but my whole family did.
Yeah, but you guys are like all the Alabama. You're like from the Hogzilla state.
With the mutant boar. I remember that. The mutant boar.
Hogzilla.
Didn't we do that thing on the mm-hmm. show one time?
That sucker was huge.
Oh, yeah.
What's my battle.net thing for people that
I don't know what the devil it is.
How do you know that's yours?
Because I just looked at it.
How do I know mine?
You don't.
I
can find it.
It's my, just look up my, in my email, Vash.
Oh, I got it. 1728. I got you.
Yeah, you put it. Just put it in the thing.
Yeah, 1728.
And I also, Egats. Jacob got homie WoW time for her birthday. So if you want to do the thing, then we could do the thing.
Good. Let's all do the thing.
Let's do the. I actually had a dream about Egats this morning. Like, you know, when you wake up and then you shouldn't go back to sleep, but you do. So you have all these like weird dreams.
Yes. Oh yeah.
So I dreamed that he was at college because we were talking about going up and visiting him and seeing a WVU game. And I dreamed that he was in this like this epic pimped out like dorm room that had like vaulted ceilings and they were like all glass and it was in the ocean. Like it was in the tide of the ocean. It was like on this like pedestal that rocked with the water. So when storms rolled in, it didn't like.
You were just kind of chilling in the water with the in your glass house?
Yeah, it was like, fantastic.
I'm
and
just
so
floating here.
His girlfriend like managed to get out of the glass house. She's like, oh my God, I'm drowning. I was like, dude, your girlfriend sucks. And then we had to go rescue her. And I smeared all my makeup. And I was on this first date with this dude. And I'm like, you and your stupid girlfriend ruined my first date. But I got to swim in the scary ocean. Then I woke up and went to church.
I had to repent for the dreams I had.
Yeah.
Repent because you just wanted all the people to die.
I did. I'm like, can't we just let her drown because then I don't have to ruin my outfit. That's awesome. Okay.
You have some jacked up dreams when you're sleep deprived too. Like when you don't sleep any, like my last 6 months of life.
You and Stephanie are so funny right now.
That's because we're both so darn tired.
You're so funny. I was putting on makeup for the show, and Stephanie walks up to me and sticks her toes under my toes and goes, your toes are so soft. Why are they so soft? And then she starts like wiggling them, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then she's like, don't put your foot on my foot. Why are they? Mom, go feel her toes. I'm like, go to bed.
Yeah.
You'll kill the baby. Nobody's gonna kill the baby. Go to bed. He'll fall off. Go to bed.
Was she
don't
really
have children
like that too.
Yeah. Jacob's like, if the three adults in this room can't keep your baby alive, then we've got a problem. Go to bed.
Significantly, he's still asleep right now. He's still rocking the sleeper.
I know.
Hey, man, that homeboy was tired.
Or he fell out and like conked his head, and he's like, "This is better."
So. Small update, being a dad takes a lot of time and effort. Which is why there hasn't been a show in a really long time. But you knew that already. I mean, let's not pretend.
Any time or effort that Steven and Stephanie has goes to sleeping to catch up on the 4 days a week that they miss out on.
But you know what? That's why we moved the show to Sunday afternoon, which is not prime time for like people being able to watch on the live stream. Now, I'm really excited all you guys are here. Yeah, I'm shocked.
Like, you guys are that is many of you showed up. I haven't talked to
but some of you. I feel like it would be easier for us to do it in the afternoon on a Sunday instead of, you know, the Tuesday night. So I arrive at home after Stephanie's had baby all day, and I'm like, hey, I love you. Let's eat dinner. I'm going to disappear for a couple hours.
And Stephanie goes, hail
Stephanie's like, I've been home with this all day. Do you want to help me? Oh, yeah, sure. So that's been a challenge. So we're now, I think we're going to be okay with this. I think we're going to beta test this schedule a little bit, but it should allow us to be a little more consistent.
I'm good with this. So we might have possibly...
Big news! Hold on. I got to do the thing.
G-A-E.
Big news!
Is it still going?
Oh, no. Here you go. There you go.
I haven't done that in like a year.
I know, this is so funny.
I didn't even get to hear it.
I know.
I got to pretend to hear it.
That's what it sounded like. You can't do that. How do you do that?
Jacob's like, what are you saying? Goy?
Yeah, how do you do? My sister did that a bunch. I couldn't figure it out. It doesn't sound. You can't. That was excellent. I don't know how you do that. I want to do that.
I'll tell you the secret off air.
Okay.
It's a secret. Unless you're 12 and then you know how to do it.
It's passed down from generation to generation. Only chicks can do it too. I don't get it.
Mark Bowers is the one who taught me how to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's not a chick, though.
I mean, Keith Calder's ghost.
I don't even know who Keith
Calder
is.
Who's Keith? Keith?
All I know is that Coleman Ranahan continues to be my favorite person that lives.
He's like, I still see. I was watching his Vine the other day. He's like, people that are driving are idiots. And it just kept rapping. And I'm like, this is catchy.
Oh, he's on Vine? Why am I not watching Coleman's Vines?
Where
he's Coleman.
Have you been on Vine in like ever?
No, I haven't even looked at Vine in a lot. Well, I look, so Vine feeds to Twitter. So if I'm following you on Twitter and your Vine hits Twitter, then I see it there. But otherwise, no, I don't see it at all. I don't care.
Oh. I just, the Lion King one where they're all like roaring and they're like, yas!
Yeah.
Yas!
Yas! Why does the Lion King keep coming up in my topics conversation?
I don't know. That's the first time I think I've talked about the Lion King since.
I haven't talked about Lion King for years and years and years and years, but I heard him talking about it on a podcast the other day, and then you talked about it.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Favorite Disney favorite movie Disney of all movie. Time? Like animated?
Of the cartoons, yeah.
Of the cartoons. Oh, geez. I haven't watched a cartoon Disney movie.
Is that
movie?
Different for a dude?
Probably. I'm a fan of Aladdin. Like, Aladdin is probably one of my
that.
Tops. So... I can't watch Disney movies anymore because I got to a point after Lion King where I hate singing in movies. I hate it. I hate especially Disney singing.
Tangled.
I cannot. No, Tangled was fine. Tangled I don't think had any singing.
They sang. Did they not?
Frozen
sing?
Did. Tangled did not.
Okay, I don't understand the Frozen thing. Like, I watched it. It was cute. It was really cute because Stephanie was like, that's you. That's you. The but one that never wants to wake up and is really annoying. That's
did
you.
Did you watch it with an 11-year-old?
No.
I mean, I know you are an 11-year-old, but the key really is to watch it with an 11-year-old, and apparently that's where the magic is, because we're too old, jaded, and stupid to realize how magical things are anymore.
It was just the singing. Like, I liked it. I'm like, this is awesome. This is cute. This is I could put this on and watch it, but it's the Let It Go song that everybody sings.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't. And then I've got people walking up to me. That's gay propaganda. I'm like, shut What's your it? Mouth.
How? Where does that come from?
Let Where it go. Just accept it. I'm like, they don't mean to bend over and take it up the ass. Just accept it.
Let it go. That means, you know what that means. That means let your wiener out and flap in the wind on other people's faces that are men also. That's what let it go means. Let me tell you a little something. Let's like let it snow. You know what let it snow means? The gay community?
Steven, you're so bad.
You know what that means? I know what that means. That's what they do. They do. They sit around there like Olaf the snowman. Yeah, I got Olaf for you. I met Olaf down at the bar the other day.
My eyes are going to pop out
like,
of my head.
He was like, Olaf, be gay.
Chat out.
Olaf the Gay Man. That's what it said in subtitles. In subtitles in Japan, Olaf the Gay.
Olaf if you doff.
I mean, really, this is completely ridiculous. You know what? You know what my son's gay? Frozen. That's why. That's why he's gay.
Because he just let it go.
He just let it go, like they said. You know what? Slam the door. I know what that means, too. That whole thing. That's full of crap. That's propaganda.
There was
like, what did they do? There was another movie that had, they said the same thing about
Smurfs. I remember when I was watching Smurfs, because Steve and I went to a Christian school, and I really think that there's old men in Christian society that sit around watching stuff and trying to find the devil.
They have
in
to
it.
All be perverts.
Right?
My mom was convinced that everyone at that school had a dirty mind.
How could you can't watch the Smurfs again? This is not okay for children. You know what kids think about? They think about gummy worms drooling on shit. And yes. When's the next time I can get a hug from my mommy and go poop?
Yeah, they do not care. If you would have told me 20 years later, Smurfs was propaganda for something? Really?
I hated the Smurfs. I'm like, I hope he eats them.
Yeah, you just want Gargamel to win like once.
The dude needs a win. Like one little Smurf tot.
And the thing is, how did Gargamel even know what... It didn't seem like he ever caught a Smurf. Why did he want to eat him so bad?
I don't know. I have no idea. When you sit down and think about it, it's like...
Yeah. And if you ever think about it, like the Shredder's all like, I'm going to eat you and I'm going to dine on turtle soup or whatever. Would you want to eat a 6-foot tall turtle?
that's a hell of a...
Would you want to be like...
throwing a party and he needed like...
I need a lot of turtles. he's calling home. He's like, hey, I can't wait for the family reunion this weekend. He turns around and tells all his foot soldiers, like, go find me some freaking 6-foot turtles. I need like 4 of them. And
or
I need to
we
cook
could
them.
Just get 600 turtles from this river. No, is that what Shredder
expensive.
Wanted? He wanted turtle soup.
He would say,
is that
like,
why he was after the turtles?
So, Turtles in Time on the Super Nintendo, there's at one point where you fight Shredder. He's like, tonight I dine on turtle soup. And I'm pretty sure that would be the grossest. That'd be like eating. That'd be like
people
eating your friend.
Turtle soup.
They do, and you can.
But that's like man turtle soup. Turtles. That's humanoid turtle soup.
Turtles are, yeah, they're mutant turtles. It's like the number one GMO. It's like they not only are they have genetic mutations, but they are like super mutated.
They have
mutated.
Like pecs.
They're walking
you
and
talking.
You can't
eat a turtle with pecs.
I don't, yeah, I try not to eat anything with pecs. You
know? Eat chicken boobies.
Chicken breasts. Yeah,
that's chicken pecs.
I have some breasts. Those are pecs. They're meaty pecs.
That's like so what if chickens had like Arnold Schwarzenegger pecs?
Bawk, bagawk, bagawk.
Somebody needs to draw as like some hulked out chickens. Chickens with pecs.
Chicken pecs. Yeah,
turtles in
chicken
time.
Breast. There's like chicken. Chicks on the beach. It's like Venice Beach bodybuilder area.
So and what are they like plucked these, from these the waist down?
These chickens on roller skates with like bikinis, and then you've got these Arnold Schwarzenegger looking chickens with this big old like abdomen, like
bagawk, bitch.
They're hanging out. And that's all I can imagine. It's like Howard the Duck, but with chickens.
Oh, Howard the Duck was so... See, that was... Like, the thing that I watched when I was little that I should not have watched, Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck
Aliens.
Had a duck with boobs at the beginning.
Anything that my parents let me watch.
Oh, yeah. Should not...
But Smurfs were maybe not one of the ones that have should someone to go, you shouldn't let your...
Oh, gosh. It's awful. It's ridiculous. I wasn't allowed to watch Smurfs. Why not? What's wrong with you?
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. Or no, it was South Park.
South Park, I get. South Park.
I still shouldn't
be
able to watch South Park.
No, I'm not allowed to watch South Park. Who are we kidding? But it's some people are just stupid with cartoons. They're just stupid with them. And then they make you all suspicious, like, oh, I wonder what's in the Smurfs that I need to watch. And the kid grows up through high school.
They're like, that's a demon name. I'm like, what? Shut up.
It's Gargamel. I don't know if there was an Oh, is Azrael the cat?
I don't remember. And then Ariel. They're like, Ariel's a demon. I'm like, my cousin's name is Ariel.
People had problems with Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why could you not watch The Little Mermaid?
I don't know. That's like...
Oh,
that's
seashells.
Like
it's the seashell boobs.
Did you see where they make seashell boobs. They took the Disney characters and make them all like obese?
Yes. Is that... That's along the same lines. Like, if video game characters were like accurate or female video game heroines were accurate. And they just made them like 40 pounds overweight.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not...
Okay.
But it's not America accurate.
No. It's, the thing is like, I get it. That they are exaggerated.
Well, yeah,
female
forms, the waist and the big eyes. But that's just how. I mean, look at.
Yeah. I'm a dude, so you can't. I'm not allowed to talk about it because you get shut down by everybody. But the thing is, it's not that the hourglass thing It's making them just super fat to prove a point is also stupid. Wrong.
Yeah.
Like, okay, an average girl might look like this. Okay, but like, they made them like fat.
Yeah, they made them like. They made them like. I mean, how many people at church are like teeny tiny little sticks?
Everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. North Carolina is very fit.
And then I'm starting to feel real bad about it.
Yeah, you get down here and.
I'm losing my hair. I'm like 15 pounds over.
Well, no, see, that nobody here has hair either, so you're good.
I know, everyone's
none
bald.
None of the guys, I think it's just so freaking like, hot, your head's like, screw this.
And the thing is, they're bald, like, I'm just going to go, I'm going full on horseshoe. I'm just going to, it's going to be there.
See, but they shave. Rob says he shaves.
Yeah, he shaves.
So I don't know if he's like bald or if he's horseshoe bald.
He's horseshoe bald.
Does he? See, yeah, I would never know. Yeah, but he shaves it all. But he like reversed it, so you've got.
He's got beard like, now.
It's no hair. No hair but face hair.
Right. No hair and then face hair.
No hair but face hair. It's like shirt, no pants, but with your head.
I don't know if I'm going to keep the beard. I play around with shaving it. But it's almost wintertime, so I kind of have to keep it now. You want me to do this, don't you?
If you shave that sucker, I mean, you got to do this. You got to do the thing.
I got to do the pirate stash.
Yeah, because I mean, I've been... I was looking... Jacob's never seen you without a beard, and he was looking at pictures that I was showing, and he's like, what? Who?
That kid is still asleep.
He's like 4.
Oh, yeah. I look like a child. And what it does now, since I'm forming a double chin, thanks to the fact that I eat like a piggy, the beard helps disguise it a little bit.
You can't see it. Are you going to do the color run with me?
I forgot to sign up.
You can still sign up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I just was going to save you $5 by having you sign up early.
Eh, let's just do it.
It's like a sparkle
let's
thing.
Let's just color run.
Sparkle, 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 sparkle.
Sparkle everywhere. Sparkle everywhere.
So I made a group everywhere. Called Rainbow Swirl, by the way. That's who you will be running with.
I'm down with that.
Really?
Are we running?
Well, no, because I told Stephanie we wouldn't run, so we can walk.
Yeah.
Because well, I signed up for the walkie part
I would
of it.
Like to run. But I can't practice. I don't have any time to practice.
I know. I was going to say, I tried to run the other day, and where I've gained weight and haven't done it in 8 months, my ankles were like...
And when you're running, you're so self-conscious.
See, I don't even care. Like, because I wear stuff that like sucks every...
Well,
like,
I feel my gut bouncing.
I feel my ankles going, too much weight, too much weight. You're a badass. You're like,
you run over the weigh station by the highway, and they're like, whoa, that one. Stop him. Stop him. Stop him. Cops
it's like because not only is like one ankle supporting your entire weight, it's on a down thing, so it's like your weight plus the thrust of gravity, so your ankles are like not made for this.
Mine just like I just feel my whole torso.
Your
bouncing.
Ankles don't even accept weight because your feet are like you're like the cartoon feet. Steven doesn't run. Steven gallops.
Really good. I like running. It's really fun. My ankles don't support my weight anymore because of years of skateboarding and just breaking them in half all the time.
Yeah.
But I make it happen, you know? My knee is the problem. My knee has issues when I run.
It wants to
not be in the place it is. It's like, no, I think I would like to pop out of place for a little while. Just chill over here. I want to take this bone and this bone and just move them apart. That's
we're not
what I
getting
like
along
do.
So well right now, yeah. So I'm just going to move out.
I'm getting a restraining order on lower leg. Upper leg. Does it like lower leg.
See, when I run, my lungs are like, you know, I'm pretty sure that I thought this was a good idea 60 seconds ago, but I lied. And if you could just stop, that would be great. Oh, you're not stopping. You know what? I'm going to do some stuff until you're listening to me. This lung's just going to stop inflating and it's going to like stick to your rib and you're going to be crinkled over in your pain. Oh, you're still running? That's really cute. Yeah.
What else am I going to have to break?
I'm going to over oxygenate your body until you're about to puke. You ready for that?
Oh, when you start running again, the nausea, the puke.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sick. I went running with Landon like the first time ever, and I thought I was going to die. Like my head felt like it was going to explode. You're going to get the red face, and your like, whole head is like, oh my gosh, it's so hot, I'm going to die. We got back to his house, and it was Taco Tuesday. And you're like, let's make some tacos. And I mean, our tacos are really burritos. So we make them, and we're like, I'm like, I can't eat anything. I put it in my mouth, and it just fell back out of my mouth onto the plate. I was like, I'm going to throw up somewhere. I'll be back in a little bit.
Was that because Landon took his shoes off when you walked in, or?
Oh, we both smelled like death. Dude. It's like when you and he would we'd get back from running and he'd be like, "Okay, now we're gonna do push-ups and sit-ups," and I'm like, "I'm sweating like a fool on your floor. Like, you want me to lay on your carpet and get all my sweat in it? That's fine."
That When I come home and I stretch and like sweat's dripping off into the carpet, I'm like, somebody else is going to buy this house, so I don't even care.
Now you don't care.
I don't even care.
Oh, did we announce the big news?
No, we like played the big news thing, and I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. Well, tell them your big news.
Maybe. So this is kind of in the works. Cross your fingers for it. Whatever.
Yeah, this is big.
Offer on the house, so hoping that it goes over. I mean, it's all accepted, but they still have 2 weeks to do all their stuff, so... That would be great because I could be closer to Steven and
Stephanie. Did they know that you were selling the house? Have we done a show since the house was going to be sold?
I mean, that was like in March.
We haven't done the show in multiple months.
I don't know. Yeah, so we're selling the house.
Yeah, yeah. So they're getting out of their house and trying to move closer to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to. Because
we're an hour away.
I like to pretend that it's us exclusively.
That is very. Well, you know, you happen to be closer to work, so.
Oh, I happen to be closer to his work.
Yes. So we are moving closer to you.
Because of me.
Yes.
I like it. Do you want to do a factoid?
Do we have a factoid?
I have one.
Okay.
Here we go. Factoid of the week. I kind of burped a little.
It's like reverberating.
I'm having such a hard time. There is no red light 30 feet underwater, so blood appears green. That's awesome.
I knew that from scuba diving, because you go down and like everything looks green and kind of...
Because there's no red light?
It like, it's... The further down you go, the different colors get filtered out. So there's these really vibrant things that we can't see.
You can't perceive?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's why stuff like in the dark is...
just keep going. What do you got?
Is not... colored good.
Stuff in the dark is not colored good.
There's so many scary movies coming out.
Dude,
and
yeah.
I really need somebody to watch them with me.
Stephanie. I've got the baby. Take her. Take her to do something fun, and I'll keep Tater Tot.
Okay.
That's how it works.
I am good with this.
Yeah. I'll keep him. You guys go watch your movie, and me and him will stay here and have a good time.
You're like, me and here will stay here and not develop nightmares.
Yeah, me and him aren't watching those scary movies. He's going to be like, Mom, I want to watch scary movies with you. And he's like, Dad, you want to watch scary movies? No.
Hell
no.
No.
I'm going to go play Diablo for like an hour. You watch the movie.
Well, so with your mom. What we'll do is what Steven does is because Steven's like a little puppy. He wants to be part of the group, but he doesn't want to engage in what we're doing. But he's just like, I'll be near you. So I'll sit with my back towards the TV and my headphones on watching My Little Ponies while you guys watch Revenge of the Alien Corpse Bride.
My baby keeps pulling the blanket over his face. I keep checking on him.
They have, okay.
He has a tendency, I mean, it's not a thick blanket. So like, I'm not I feel
like
that's
him. A good idea to have a camera in the baby's room so you don't have to, like,
but on the other hand, move you get, off a, the get couch, obsessive over
but
it.
But then you and Stephanie have checked that like 90 times.
I don't want to.
It's like Facebook, but
she's
awful.
Asleep and I don't have the monitor with me.
Jacob and them have it.
I know, but I thought I heard him. So then I looked at
him. You thought you heard him with your headphones.
Yeah, I know.
And with me talking so and enclosed into two different rooms.
Okay. I have a PSA.
Oh.
I have a PSA. Hold on. I got to, like, there's got to be a PSA sound somewhere in here. Give me just a second. I'll have one for you. No, that's not it. That's
cupcakes are awesome. That's what's a PSA?
Huh?
Sonic Syrian. Oh,
that's not what I want.
He's an asshole, sir.
Sure, that's good enough.
Amaretto's. What's
there's no good. I have no sounds. Anyway, so here's the thing. I ranted for no less than 7 years about various things that parents and or children do. I had zero credibility for any of the. Some of those things are still legit. Most of those things are probably still pretty legit. But some of them, I was either horribly wrong or assumed that
like
something
what?
Was very simple, and it is not. I don't know. I don't know yet. I just know that when I get there, it's going to be a much more complex issue than I made it sound like.
I feel like watching the baby with a camera is good, because I'm like, dude, I'm just too lazy to even remotely
walk
upstairs.
It's nice, because you can just check and make sure they're not like... Let me give you why I'm looking at it,
okay.
And why I look at it from time to time. Because he is in that swing without any straps to hold him in. And if he were to roll over, there's a good chance he would roll out of that swing.
Yeah, but his head's not fused yet, so he's good.
There's that.
I hope that I care enough about my baby to, like, not kill it, but not care enough about it that...
I wish...
I'm just going to stop.
You probably should.
I want to not kill my baby, but I don't want to put a lot of effort into it. How do I say that?
There is no way to explain what happens to anyone. There's no way. You just have to figure it out. There's no way. And you should have no expectation that anyone else is going to get you. Like, you're not going to get where that new parent is. You're not going to understand it.
I don't even remotely try. I'm like, they haven't slept in a year, and they've got something that is worse than a cat right now.
The best you can do is just say, not have hey,
children.
Let me know if you need anything. I'm going to stay about 4,000 years away unless you call me. Which the parents, you need an enormous... Hey, by the way, if you're out there and you still live near your parents, do not leave them for any reason whatsoever. I don't care where you are or what you're doing. If you intend to have children, you stay near grandma and grandpa. You stay right all up their butt. You don't leave. You just stay right... If you have to buy a house next door, you do it. Till your kids are like 10.
Yeah, because that's like a built-in...
You need
And they
them.
Want to see the baby.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to pay them money.
You need
You don't have
them.
To bribe them to do it. It's just, hey, I need a break. Oh, yes, I get to spend time with Squishy Wiggleton.
Yeah. Oh, they just freak out. You just take baby, hand him directly to the grandparents, and just go take a nap or do something else. Do not move. Grandparents are an invaluable resource. Even if it's someone else's grandparents, just be like, you guys are grandparents. Do you want this baby?
I mean, make sure you kind of know them and they're not like pedo grannies.
No, pedo grannies.
That has to be. Somebody please check and see if that's a site.
No, there's probably pedo grandpas because apparently only men can be pedophiles.
Pedo granny.
If you're a dude and you're at a playground, just don't sit. I don't care if you see a kid bust his face when he falls over. Do not help. Just look at him and just be like, I don't know.
One of our fee, Felicia, she posted an article about when she goes to the playground, how people want to help her kids. How, you know, they're out there with their kids. She's like, don't touch my kid. Don't freaking touch my kid. If my kid falls, let him fall. That's how he's going to learn. If he thinks that somebody's walking up behind him, I'm going to catch him. You're not helping me. You're not helping my kid. Let them learn. Let them develop their reflexes. Let them learn that if they fall off, that gravity's a bitch. Like, I mean, if they're hanging upside down, getting stung by 1,000 bees, by all means, swoop in because my ass is running backwards.
Yeah.
But... And I thought that's a like legit thing, but people get out there like, oh, let me help you up. Don't touch my kid. Let him climb the thing. Yeah.
It was because he was climbing up the outside of a tube slide. I remember that very incident.
I didn't read it.
Her son was climbing up the outside of the tube slide, and a lady kept taking him off and putting him back on the ground.
Oh, because that's
weird.
Because it
was dangerous. But, like, I would climb up the outside of the tube slide. I remember doing that. Like, I told Stephanie, I was like, boys are going to be adventurous. Like, good luck keeping up with this kid.
Right?
Like,
especially if he takes it off the daddy, I juggled a chainsaw while chasing a velociraptor.
Yeah, I'd be like, it sounds like a productive day, buddy. Let's do it together. No, it's a different, it's a crazy, it's a rodeo.
Watching Stephanie and Steven, I mean, he's the, but Meow's the best thing ever. And he sticks his tongue out, which I'm really just kind of stoked about. But I don't want children right now or like in the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Because it's all the work and responsibility ever. Oh, and my name and responsibility are not like synonymous.
No, the thing is.
Or neighbors.
It's an enormous amount of work, but it's rewarding. Like, it's crazy fun. It's just weird. Like, your brain does something stupid. Like, I can't even express it. I can't even tell you what it does. You just go, I really like this thing, even though it makes me absolutely crazy. I would go to the ends of the earth to make sure that it has what it needs. That's all I've got. I mean, that's all it is. It's confusing. It's difficult.
So basically what you're saying is when you have a child, your brain goes...
Yeah, it takes a crap. All crap comes out your ears. That's what it is. Like, you brain farts? Yeah, right. Brain sharts, more like it.
You just said brain sharts. I made dinner the other day because Wally and Jacob came over and I said something and I was at the table and I was like, I'm sorry, I had a brain fart. And Jacob looks up to me and goes, you're farting? Like, as I'm standing at the head of the table, he's like, why are you farting at the table? And I'm like, I said I had a brain. Like, A, when do I ever say that word ever? Why are B, nobody know, just know. And C, company.
Yeah, why are you, yeah, why would you call me out just, at the table?
Yeah, but because I said I had a brain. He's like, oh, I thought you said you were farting. And I'm like, yes. Yeah. That is totally me. This is the room you killed the giant Shiba Kagrishma in.
Killed it right there.
I watched the videos, by the way. Those were funny.
It's like when you're at a nice dinner party and you're like, I kind of made a fart. I have to go to the bathroom. What? You farted? And then all the people turn around and just like, ew, you're gross now.
I don't like, think I've ever walked up to somebody and went like, I'll poop my pants. I'll need to go clean up in the loo.
I pooped my pants today.
I pooed my drawers.
I shipped my pants.
Shipped my pants to Boston.
You want to ship your pants? I went to Boston. Oh, that was the last time we did a show. I was in Boston. I remember that. That was a good time.
You're like, I escaped my wife and my child.
No, it wasn't.
It is quiet.
It was a nice conference. I had a good time.
Well, I mean, escaped is. I feel like it's easy to offend the. I'm just. And then, hey, Dragon Con next year.
Oh, so yeah, Dragon Con's going on right now. Congrats to all the people that got to go.
Jerks!
No, you know what? I've come to terms with it. Jerks. I celebrate the fact they are able to go and can enjoy themselves.
I don't. I think you're all asshats.
But I sure wish that I could have gone. But you know what? It's okay. I was thinking maybe next year we can go. But I have to do some research. But one thing
don't we have like days to figure it out before the
we're good. So what I was thinking is if the hotel rooms are transferable, then in the event that for whatever reason I couldn't go or things were still, you know, nuts because I'll have a 1-year-old, then I could at least get the money back by transferring it to someone else. Because somebody else will definitely take it. Everything at Dragon Con sells out.
And we mean everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I thought maybe that would be possible. Everybody that's on like the other podcasts I listen to is there this year. Like all the people that usually aren't this year there are there. Felicia Day is there.
I know.
Brian Ibbett is there. Like a bunch of people from Frog Pants are there. Justin Robert Young getting married. Got married yesterday. And I was like, dang, that would have been cool to go to. But whatever. And I'd see, because I'm a stalker when I'm at Dragon Con. I follow around the podcasting panels like it's nuts.
That was fun, those people that we met.
Homeboy still listens from time to time, I think.
Hi, homeboys.
Yeah.
I forget your names because I'm awful.
Scott and Scott and Mike? Yes, Mike. Scott and Mike. Yay! That's it. Yay!
I remember. I don't remember which is which. I just remember you guys were really cool.
Mike was in the Army, and Scott was the one that was taking him to all the cool podcast stuff.
Germany, which was, Scott was the one who went to
Germany. Yes,
Germany.
Germans.
See, I remember things. I can't remember all the things because it's, you know, all the pot that I don't smoke.
There's a lot going on, you know. We had a good old time.
Hey, look, there's chopstick paintbrushes. Why is this not
Oh,
a
good
thing?
Lord. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I know this show has been an awful lot of rambling, but for one thing, shocking. Ashley's number one news resource kind of
a sperm deficit
went away. Baby got up. Good. Okay. Now I don't have to worry about him anymore.
What's wrong?
He's up. I think he just got out of his swing and went and got a cup of coffee.
The baby?
Yeah. No, he's fine. He's not in his swing anymore unless he got raptured.
Oh.
Grandma came to got him or something. But
Jake was like, I'm tired of him napping.
No. We're good. So we've been rambling.
Coffee.
Because the website Ashley gets all her news off of is gone. It was a slow news day.
They gave up. Like the worst news was British people have no sperm. Except their sperm banks are low. They're like, be a man, come whiz in a can.
What?
That can be their new thing. Be a man, come whiz in a can. That is. It's like this be a man. Like
really?
I added the come whiz in a can. TM.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, yeah. So if that's the only thing they had, then that's kind of where we went. So we had a limited amount of time today. I went a little longer than I wanted to because, well, baby was sleeping, Steffi was sleeping, everybody's asleep. So why not just
all the fun ever?
Why not do a show? So
this might be a regular thing.
I'm thinking we're gonna be able to pull it off.
Yay!
If we can't pull it off, we'll figure something else out because this has to happen.
Yeah.
Especially when we can actually talk about things that are happening.
Jacob's basically insisting I do the show. He's like, you need an outlet. I'm like, other than you, you need an and outlet.
We have more things on the table that we've been playing around with as far as ideas.
Yes, the thing. We need to do the thing.
Yeah, so me and Ashley have other things that will intersperse with this thing. We'll make it all happen. It'll work. We'll make it happen. We'll do it. We just need some, I don't know, motivation. I need to not be tired all the
motivation.
Time.
Motivation.
I just want you to be famous and for me to just live vicariously through what
that
you're
doing.
That
would be, I really think that, do you guys want to play games with me and Twitch things?
Yeah, you should. Bunch of savages. Play games in Twitch with Smash.
I like, some dude hopped on our Diablo game the other day and Paragon knows to level 10,000. We were level like 400 something Paragon, and within an hour he had 10,000 level does.
Yeah, Jacob said you basically broke the game.
It broke the game. We created a completely different account. We dumped all our stuff on there and we deleted our save game. Yeah. Like everything. Just deleted it because we're like, this is awful.
Even with Torment 7, you still couldn't get it challenging enough to matter?
I had so much life that it just said dot, dot, dot. I had so much armor it said dot, dot, dot. My attack was, I walked into
it.
So just to let you know how much crap we had, we started a new game and he had his 10,000 level dude. We fired one hit and I insta-paragon to 10,000.
Dang. How does that even work?
I don't know. Like the game froze. I'm like, what just happened? And then like everything exploded and it's like, you're level 10,000 paragon.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, I can't even play the game. So we deleted it. And
that's
started
incredible.
Yeah. God mode is not always the answer.
No, it can get boring. I only like it when I'm playing like story-based games.
Yeah.
But like Diablo, no, the whole point is level progression and loot. Like
loots.
That's the whole...
Yeah.
That's the joy. Once you get to the end and you've got all the loot you can get and it's not challenging anymore, what's the point?
Yeah, because we were on PlayStation, so it's like, meh.
Yeah.
We don't get the seasons.
Oh, right. Yep. I got season 4 Wizard I'm playing when I can play. I just broke something. No, I'm good. All right.
Did you delete the things?
No, we're good. We're good. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a wonderful time hanging out,
in
talking, reminiscing, catching up. The show will return to its normal format.
The show
so
will return.
If you're new to it, this is another catch-up episode. But we're going to get through
it. We didn't really catch anything up. We're just like, hi, no, let's chat.
We're just let's just talk to each other for
let's
a while.
Let's be friends.
Let's be friends.
Talk about boobies.
Maybe I'll be a little bit less tired next time and... Ashley will be good. We'll have news.
I'm always less tired.
Yeah, you have infinite energy. What you talking about, Willis?
Like, because I had sugar yesterday and it's still in my system. Apparently, you guys aren't allowed to bring sugar over the house anymore.
Oh, good.
That was a rule.
Oh, I was in a coma all the way home.
Apparently, I was obnoxious for like
difficult.
6 hours. Oh, well, speaking of driving, so real quickly, and then we'll stop it. So we went to BurgerFi to get some burgers and... We were like waiting on Stephen and Stephanie's order. I'm like, I don't know what to get them. And we're waiting and we're waiting and waiting. And seems like, sorry, Stephanie got sick in the car from looking at me. And Jacob's like, I would get sick from looking at you.
That was the best text ever. I got that back. I was like, what's he talking about? I typed menu and it auto-corrected to me. So it's like, got sick looking at me.
Yep. I was like, I think he meant maybe from texting. Or I'm pretty sure that she didn't get sick from looking at him.
We've got a lot of problems if that's happening.
Yeah.
No, that was not the case.
The end.
Everything is fine now. Jeez. Love you guys. I don't even know how to end the show anymore. It's been a long time. I need an instruction book.
Thank you for coming to the thing.
Yeah.
So glad you were here.
Right, that's the theme song at the end.
With the thing.
Send your questions, comments, feedback, and hate mail to hnhshow@gmail.com. That email address is still there. You can send some love. I could use
pictures,
some love.
Pictures, art, whatever.
No nudity. No,
I mean,
nudity.
Not like pictures. I mean, pictures.
There's a picture of my wiener.
I'm so sick of wiener pictures.
Put my phone down my pants. What? In what universe is that like a dating thing now? Let me send a picture of my wiener. Like, would you, somebody out of the blue is like, I'm trying to talk to this girl because I want to go hang out, Netflix and chill, as
Netflix.
The kids say.
Netflix.
Netflix. I want to Netflix and chill, so I'm going to take a picture of my wiener and text it to her and see if she wants to hang out. Like, that, there's nothing attractive about a men's wiener.
No, just there. Steven, please click that link.
What? What link?
Are you in the chat?
I think I fell out.
Oh.
No, I'm here. All the nudity.
Click, no, not the nudity link, the other link.
The Daily Mail?
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's the best thing ever.
So we need to like superimpose our faces
please,
over that.
Had a baby, it's a boy. I will love you forever if you throw a meme on that. Just
I mean,
do
we'll
it.
Love you forever, period.
Just do it. Just do it, and I'll post it on the website, and it will be awesome.
Super chicken, be like, bagok.
That's the best ever. I got to go to bed now. I love you all.
Seems like it's Sunday nap time. We're done.
I know. It's H&H Live on Skype. If you want to call us and leave us a voicemail or whatever, download us on Twitter.
Download us on Twitter.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve H&H, and the show is at H&H Show. And there's still the Patreon out there. I told everybody who was donating to it to stop because we had put on the brakes for so long. It didn't seem right. If you want to still do that, you can.
If you want us to pay us for maybe showing up on Sundays.
Yeah, if you want to pay us in the off chance we're here, that's
I'm
fine.
Thinking that we might start working up to DragonCon monies.
That would be that'd be great. It's less about the DragonCon monies. It's more about the getting there.
Panel.
Oh, if we could be on a panel. I wonder if they could put us on a panel.
Put
surely
us
they could.
On a panel.
We do pretty good, decent.
We talk in shiz, yo.
We talk good. We do show
I
good.
I wear a bikini. That's all it takes, right?
No, that's for your gaming thing that you're going to do.
Bikinis live.
Bikini games.
.com. Bikini games. Not those kind.
Not bikini games.
Warkinis. Warkinis!
Warkinis!
Steven's so tired. I love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks for coming out on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. I didn't expect anybody in the chat, and you stepped up, and that's fantastic. And Master Bash reminds us that next episode, should it exist, which it will, it'll be here. Just hopefully next Sunday. It will be a call-in show. Thank you, Vash. He's now holding us to it. He's like, I remember every 10th episode.
I will call you in and tell you something really funny and then end it with my ferret died.
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's Vash. I just love you. And there's something funny and then cancer. he's a great person.
You can go poop not, Steven.
I can go poop now.
Go poop not.
Go forth and poop not. I love you guys. Have yourselves a wonderful Sunday. I'll type my password in so I have buttons. I'll switch the tab, and then I'll say thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Hashtag enjoying a Sunday poop.